And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you today. Valerie Hoprich from Queen Charlotte Safaris, along with Captains Nathan and Captains Rob. We're going to be talking some fishing in this beautiful place in Queen Charlotte Islands. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast, and they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis
quality dealer. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers, but Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun day. Perfect day to have Valerie in here.
Yeah. Lots to talk about. Yeah. Post-show
Shows are finished up. Now we just focus on fishing.
Everybody was so excited to meet you at the different shows throughout the year. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you.
You're dead right about that. Like, I had a countless number of people that came in and said, "Hey, which one's the Queen Charlotte's booth? We want to go meet Valerie." So yeah, I can attest that too. There was a lot of people that came by looking for you at the PCS show.
Yeah, so a lot of people anxious to talk to you today.
Yeah, and I'm excited.
And you brought a couple of your captains, A team, right?
My A team.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Nathan. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you. And Rob, you're going to stick with us for the entire 2 hours, right?
Yeah, sure. I can stick around.
You know, why not, right? He's good at it. But Nathan, it's great to have you and great to have you. I'm so looking forward to fishing with you in August up on Haida Gwaii at the Queen Charlotte Safaris. It's going to be so much fun again.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, for sure. So, Valerie, tell us, first of all, for our listeners that don't know Queen Charlotte Safaris, tell us about it.
About us?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that would take a long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about. Well, we are definitely a unique I tell everybody, we're unique. We are untouched, uncrowded part of the West Coast, Northwest Coast. We are an hour and 40-minute plane ride from Vancouver, British Columbia, not Washington State, British Columbia.
British Columbia.
into Haida Gwaii Islands, and we're an archipelago of 100 islands, and it's so unique. It's all about location, location, location. And we're rich in fishing, but we're also rich in culture. And being an archipelago of islands, a lot of people think we're part of Alaska, but we're not. We're south about 90 miles from Ketchikan, north of Vancouver, and we have our own little, like, fishery, continental shelf going, and, it's beautiful where you fish. It's like when you go out fishing, you don't just see water, water, water. We just have the majestic mountains and cliffs and trees and wildlife and very low pressure on the fishing, and it's all about location. It's
for sure.
It's so beautiful.
It's pretty amazing.
It's
awesome.
Amazing.
And Nathan, you live there. You're fortunate to live there. How would you describe the Haida Gwaii and Queen Charlotte Safaris?
I would say out here, this is another form of paradise in the northern coastal region, and we're kind of like a little hidden gem right on the edge of the map,
yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah, very well said.
Yeah.
The Hawaii of the North.
The Hawaii
of the North.
I like that, Rob. Yeah, it is. It truly is. It's a northern paradise.
Of the North.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah.
And you, I really, you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but it's hard to describe the difference between Haida Gwaii and Alaska, because it's different.
It's different.
Even though it's so close, it's very different, right?
Yeah, I believe the, like, when every, like, I remember hearing, like, during the Ice Age when all the ice was melting down here, and all of the clans from Alaska and everybody was traveling down to get away from the ice, that Haida Gwaii was the one place that was not affected by that ice move.
Interesting.
So that there kind of just can tell you about how much life has been living on these islands compared to up north where the ice kind of receded back. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Totally.
That's really wild. Never heard that. So, and that would explain why there's these dramatic cliffs and incredible old structures, you know, rock structures
and trees.
Things like that, and trees everywhere, and, you know.
Yeah, it's something that you would see here that you don't quite get to see anywhere else.
Yeah. No, it is. It's truly unique. And the other cool thing about it, to me, is the remoteness of it. I mean, there's one flight a day.
It's easy to get to.
It's very
easy. It's still remote.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a one flight a day, easy flight from Vancouver, but it's out there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's the one beautiful part about this place, and one of the reasons why I live out here.
Yeah,
that's rad.
For sure. Yeah, it's but you know, it's a community though. I mean, it's a great community. You interact with the Haida Gwaii people a lot, right, Nathan?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody out here works together. Like, you can still help your neighbor out, and everybody gets along and kind of, I don't know. It's almost like you go back in time a little bit when you live out here.
I say definitely you go back in time.
That's right.
I love it. It's so simple. People say, do you get tired of being on an island? Like, you're on an island. I'm like, no. My feet are landed there. When I get there, I'm there. I'm not all over the place like I am when I'm traveling doing shows. And I love island life. It's very serene and it's calming to see the water and all the, and just the beauty and the people. And it's a special place.
When I go there, 4 days is not enough.
I
go there and it's like, I don't want to leave. It's so
everyone
nice.
You're just getting settled in.
Just getting settled in. It's just like the island life, as you say, so peaceful, and and the people are so kind. And yeah, Rob, your take on all that?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like I say, Hawaii, the north, or the Galapagos of the north. You've got a lot of different species there that are kind of subspecies that you don't necessarily see the difference in, but there is a large difference in, and the populations of animals there are just fabulous. It's like amazing to see all the different varieties of BC wildlife, but it's all compacted into one small area. It's kind of pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, Corey, our co-host, is anxious to come back and fish with you, Rob. And Corey hadn't experienced that before, and he just is.
Corey was one of my favorite guests.
He was. His eyes were wide open when he was there, right?
He looked like in the candy store.
Yeah.
Definitely in the candy store. We had a good time. He definitely did.
Yeah, he was great.
Well, be ready. He's coming back. For sure. In fact, Valerie, when you're at the various shows, how do you describe Queen Charlotte Safaris? Somebody comes up and is like, well, why should I come to Queen Charlotte Safaris instead of going to Alaska?
Location.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly everything we just said. And it's it's mystical and it's kind of serenity, but then you have all that action and adrenaline on the fishing side of it. So you kind of get, I just say, you know, if you're ready, you can unwind. You know, a lot of people, well, especially people like that have to be on the freeway for 7 hours longer, that kind of thing. But people
like your drive down yesterday.
Drive down yesterday. Holy smokes! But it's and it depends how much time I have. Like, you know, the questions they ask. But I really just say, if you're looking for something that you're gonna have the action and you're gonna see the wildlife, but it also you unplug.
Yes.
I really talk about unplugging, mm-hmm. and I can tell, well, you know, say Dr. Smith or whatever, you know, I get their information, and I'm like, oh, I bet you really need to unplug. And he goes, yes, I do, and bring my sons, and this is all about bonding. So we do it all. Like, it's, for me, what I do, yes, it's about the fishing, but it's about bringing people together and connecting people. I love it. And then to connect with Captain Rob or Captain Nathan and Chef and everybody. We're just one big family, and we connect. And that's what we do. We connect people to nature through fishing and get people to take a step back a bit and just... Fishing gives you good adrenaline,
right.
and it's teamwork. I always talk about teamwork, and it's teamwork on the boat.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, just depending on the question, I have lots of answers. Depending on what they ask me, I get asked everything.
Sure.
The 30 minutes in, when the cell signal drops, you see... The whole attitude of people change.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, they're unplugged. I mean, we have a sat, we have a sat phone and InReach and all that. But there's something very, okay, so the first time, this is year 24 for me.
You're 24 at Queen Charlotte.
Yes. Well, 19 for Queen Charlotte. I worked for someone for 5 years before in the trenches.
in the same area.
Yes.
Yeah. In Sandspit.
So I landed in May of 2000, and I'm like, wow, this is really pretty. Like, you know, I've been to like Seattle and North. I was in the insurance world, so I made a lot of trips to Seattle for training and classes, and I'm like, this is really, really pretty. And then I fished one day. And I got to tour a day. I'm like, wow, amazing. And it's still as pristine today as it was 24 years
ago.
How
cool.
It hasn't changed.
No, and I love that.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
Quaint little town of Sandspit that we're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nathan, Rob was saying that, you know, that first half hour you have cell service and then nothing. Why is that?
Yeah. When you're on the east side of the island and you're in town and everything, and you leave the harbor, you have your service there until you get to the East Narrows. And as soon as you enter into them, that is when you lose service, and that is when the true beauty appears.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Bears and deer and
eagles
and
trees,
otters and I mean just
everything.
And just the whole change from like ocean to kind of like a little river, almost lake, and it changes every day. And that's the drive to the honey holds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Queen Charlotte Safaris is located on the east side of the island, and you guys travel through a narrow cut between the two islands.
The big islands.
The two big islands. And get to the west side or the ocean side, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Location.
Yeah,
location.
And that's where the really good fishing is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, yeah. Yeah, because on the west coast of Haida Gwaii, we have the largest salmon run that every year we have king salmon, Chinook salmon, and every species of salmon that come down our coast. And we're just a short drive right through the middle of the whole island here, and we go right out into the middle of them.
I've always loved how you guys have described, you know, how the fishing goes, that, you know, that there's so much fish that are traveling, you know, traveling up or traveling down, and it's just such a, it's the grocery store. It's like such a collection of food that they're always going through, and that, you know, day to day your fish change because you got batches of fish that are in there feeding, you know, whether they're traveling north or south, that, you know, that one day you might be catching 15 pounders and the next day you're catching 20 pounders. And then the next day you're catching 10-pounders, you know, just because there's so much different bodies of fish that are moving up and down right in front of where you guys fish.
Yeah. It's crazy when you really think about it. Like, and just even from going fishing different places, like around even on the south end and even into the mainland, when I first came out here, it was like, I don't know, it's almost indescribable, the fishery, when you finally come out here.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's pretty special. One of the things, too, it's not just salmon, too, and 10 right. and 20-pounders are, like, most of those 10-pounders are throwbacks, by the way, Rick. The salmon get pretty large, for sure, 20, up to 30. You get a lot of, what do you call them,
yep.
IEs?
Yeah.
IEs.
Yeah. But the bottom fishing there is very different than those of us that maybe we'd experience at Kingfisher Charters in Alaska. Whereas you anchor and chum up a spot, you guys don't anchor. You guys basically drift through shallow water, right?
Yep, put it on top of a pinnacle or a shelf, and hopefully there's a bunch of big bad boys sitting down there waiting to take a chomp. But if there's not, then we just move on over to another one, and there will be.
That's cool.
And our limits are quite a bit different, too. Our limits are 3 lingcod per day, 6 for your trip, and halibut are 1 and 2. So that's a big difference from where you're in Alaska, where you're allowed 1 ling a day.
And salmon, too.
Yeah. Now, last year you said that there might be yellow eye season. Is that anything?
So data has shown that the yellow eye in Area 2 are prolific.
Yeah.
Now it just depends on whether DFO lets the gates open or not. But you guys obviously saw it. The amount of yellow eye there is a ridiculous, and the size of the yellow eye are absolutely gigantic, which is, you know, the premier rockfish. So fingers crossed, boys.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we are exactly fingers crossed.
When do they make those decisions?
It can be any day. We don't, they're like, honestly, even with the salmon decisions on salmon limits, it's the night before. We have to check the rigs every single day.
Every
we don't get a heads up. We don't get anything. It's the government. Surprise.
Oh, yes. Oh, you mean the Canadian government is very similar to the United States government?
Not at all. No, we're completely different. They give us about 1 minute notice.
That 1 minute notice. That's funny. Wow.
Or a knock on my office door.
Yeah. Like, oh, by the way.
Hey, heads up.
Yeah. Well, we certainly hope so, because, I mean, the amount of yellow eye that we caught last year and had to just watch and send them back down was ridiculous.
Really?
And you had to move spots so many times just to get away from them.
That's crazy.
I mean, so, really? I mean, come on. Hopefully the Canadians are listening. Anyway, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about here. Let's Talk Hook Up with the guys and gal from Queen Charlotte Safaris.
No doubt about it. Yeah, going to be lots of fun. And we're really looking forward to your phone calls, your texts, and just enjoying a great time talking about a fantastic place with us this morning. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hook Up, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. As we always talk about, texting the show, so popular now here on Let's Talk Hook Up. And the only way to send in your text message questions is through the Let's Talk Hook Up app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hook Up. The only way to listen to all the great archive shows from the past, and a lot of fun, too. And again, an easy opportunity to send in your text questions to Valerie, to Rob, to Nathan. You can just send us a text via the Let's Talk Hook Up app. When you do, make sure you include your contact info as well. Name and a phone number, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize we are giving away today. So how it works is we're going to have one lucky winner at the end of today's show. Valerie's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and that coin is going to tell us whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And one lucky person is going to win an overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. We've got to give this prize away a couple times before. And basically, this is a certificate that's good for any boat that's running an open party overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Doesn't matter what their schedule is. It might be a charter boat like the Pacific Dawn or the Pegasus or the Fortune. If they have an open party trip running,
you get to go, whatever it is, you pick your favorite boat, open party, overnight at a Fisherman's Landing, and you're going tuna fishing.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
And again, that's going to go to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. If you want to get us on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. If you want us to text, make sure to pile it in that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, so much more with Nathan, Rob, and Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com, and like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to seek West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa. So check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. As you can imagine, everybody's excited to talk to Valerie and Nathan and Rob. We do have one phone line still open. The rest are packed, but we've got one opportunity. It's 213-432-1090, and we've got a ton of great text stacking up as well.
A ton of great text already. Matt is signing in here, says, good morning, great show. Question about the lodge. If weather comes up, does it affect all fishing types, or the lodge for only hardcore anglers, as it's spouse friendly?
Do you want one of the guides to take that, or do you want me to take that?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, we always go ahead. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah.
There's always somewhere to fish. So there's always somewhere to fish there. Like our run out to the west side is completely protected until we get to the last 10 minutes, which is dependent on what's going on with the weather. Other than that, you're completely protected the whole way. The ride is beautiful. Once we get out there, you can experience some weather. But, you know, there's always somewhere where we can go and put the boat where you're not going to be getting trashed all day and you're going to be able to catch fish. I think in the last 2 years, there was one day where it was pretty rough, and we almost all took a, you know, we went in maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But other than that, we haven't had a day where we have ever been shut out.
It's not like you're on the 2 years, I'll take that. I'll take those odds. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but even on that day, we were out fishing, you know.
Sure.
So,
sure.
I mean, that was sporty. It was a little sporty out there, but we're definitely still fishing, and we definitely limited out before we came in.
Yeah. And Nathan, all the boats have cabins that are heated, right? And you can stay dry.
Yeah, everything's super nice when it's not very nice outside, and the stuff you can't control, you just walk inside. We have a little Wallace heater there, diesel heater, that you turn on, and it gets the cabin almost too hot sometimes.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And so it's real cozy there. We have bathrooms on boards for everybody, make it real easy. And you're very comfortable. I know that... Go ahead.
You have a lot of ladies and couples that come too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so which makes it very easy for everybody. If you got to do your business, you got to do your business. There's always time for that, and it's always warm, and get out of the weather. It's very spacious.
Yeah, the boats are really good.
I had a boat of grandma's last year. It was great.
A boat of grandma's? Really?
Yeah.
Ladies.
That's cool.
Yeah, he did.
So you get groups of ladies that just come up?
Yeah, so to answer Matt's question, I just wanted the guys to get their part.
Sure, of course.
We have grown into probably about 35% couples now.
No kidding.
Wow, that's great.
Whoa.
We have some groups this year that are all couples. Like the whole lodge is
that's
all couples.
Awesome. Yeah.
But we're getting more and more lady anglers, like, I'm solo, I really want to come up, can you put me, I'll fish with men, I don't care, I just love to fish. So, getting more of that.
Yeah, okay.
That's great.
The three grandmas were all solo, weren't they? Were the three,
they were all, don't call them grandma.
Whoa, what do you want me to call them? I'm trying to get a new demographic going here.
Whoa.
the three ladies that were about 50 years old were all single.
That's so rad. Yeah, how fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
excuse me, they were great. But we're very lady friendly, but we're also very family friendly, but we do corporate retreats. We do it all. It's like grandpa brings his son, granddaughters are coming with, you know, dad and grandpa and grandsons and friendly. And the way I schedule, like if I have a corporate retreat, and we have quite a few of those, and sometimes they like to party a little bit because they're away from the office. So I'm not going to put a whole bunch of families with that particular group. So that's what I do. I match people up, and I try to match the groups up so that everyone's comfortable, and it's a match, and everybody has a good time.
And the lodge is small, 24 people.
Yeah. We
so
could do 32, but we're not.
You're not there yet.
No.
Yeah. I like it the way you keep it. You keep it very intimate, and everybody knows everybody.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. And the service, beyond comprehension.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. Hey, great text. Let's jump in the phones, right?
Yeah, you got it. Well, the phones are packed up. Why don't we start this morning with our buddy Alex? He's calling from San Carlos. What's up, Alex? Thanks for getting started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just had a question on getting your fish back. How much fish are you able to take back? How much is it? And how does that whole thing work? Does it just go on the plane with you, or does it get shipped back separately?
Great question.
Good question, Alex. So, all your custom fish processing is included. It's down to about a 1.5 pound portions, fillet out, bone out, skin on, vacuum packed, and it goes into a insulated fish box, so it stays frozen.
It's like a styrofoam insulator. I mean, this is
inside
like your real deal boxes.
Yeah, so in the box. And so when we check you into Sansfit, depending where you're flying to, if you're going to go all the way home, we can check your fish from Sansfit through Vancouver to, let's say, LAX. Or San Diego, or wherever it may be. And the way we include your airfare from Vancouver to the lodge and return. So
part of the package.
That's part of your package. And in that package, we book it in flex class, meaning your first checked box of fish and or baggage, so that's why we say bring carry-on luggage, backpacks, things like that, is included, and we do seat assignment. So we're kind of a all-in travel concierge service,
yeah,
as well as everything else. And so it can go all the way through. If you have to overnight in Vancouver because maybe you're on the East Coast or wherever you're at, most people stay at the Fairmont, and they have a fish valet, not a car valet. It's fish valet for your fish. And
a freezer right there.
A freezer right there, and you get a little card, and then the next morning you get your fish, and then you get onto your flight. So we take care of all of that.
That's cool. Hey, Nathan, I thanks a lot for the call, too.
The fish quality, too.
I might add, is exceptional.
Yeah, no, thanks for letting me on, and it's good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, I know.
See you up there soon, bud. Right?
What was that, Rob?
I said, see you up there soon. I'll be up there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Nathan works at the airport in Sanspit. It's a bustling airport, right? How many flights do you have today, Nathan?
Oh, I don't even know. I can't even keep track some days. Sometimes one, sometimes they don't even come. that's the winter months.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's great. Well, great to have you on, Nathan. I'm very excited to fish with you in August, and I know you're going to be greeting people and showing them such a good time. And hopefully we catch that world record ling this year together.
You'll get them.
Yes, sir, yeah. No, it's a beautiful day out here. The days are getting longer every day as they come, and just fishing's around the corner, and I have the itch now, so it's coming.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.
Very much. Hey,
yeah,
Bart
Hall. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning,
Bart. Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Great.
You have one of my favorite people on your show today. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Bart. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought of something. This was really instructive, Valerie, today. There's location, location, location. There's one other reason, Pete. It's Valerie, Valerie, Valerie.
Yeah, you're right.
No doubt about that.
You're right. Yeah. This is the hardest working human being, not just woman, but human being I've ever met. I mean, do you know anybody that works as hard as Valerie? Right, Rob? Am I correct on that?
You better believe it. It blows my mind every season. It's unreal. And then even in the off season, you guys don't have a clue.
She just is working all the time. Yeah, and that's just because she keeps everybody happy, right?
Yeah.
Well, I care.
Well, you know what, Valerie? I figured out something today, too. I've always felt an emotional connection with you, even though, in full disclosure, I have not been to the lodge. But
Bart, you know what? There's some spots available in June. You should come and check it out.
Well, that's really good, but until my knees get fixed, I'm not really good on boats right now. But,
okay.
You know, the thing that I noticed today, Valerie, I understand why that we're connected now. I don't sell anything. I don't sell fishing tackle. I don't sell hunting stuff. I don't sell trips. I don't sell boats. What I do is try to nurture the outdoor recreation community and to build it as best I can. And I think that's exactly what you do. That's the thing you really do. It's not the lodge, it's not the fishing, it's not the location. It's your commitment to doing that, to getting people out to see the stars at night, to see the sun come up over the water, to put the cell phones down. And I think that's more important now than at any time in my lifetime. And I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And you get me. You're spot on. It's all about bringing people. We're only here on this planet once, right?
Yeah,
it's not a dress rehearsal.
No.
And let's make the best of it. Yes. And Bart, I did amazing in Long Beach. Thank you for putting me in my wonderful spot and surrounded by so many wonderful exhibitors next to me, and I will be right back next year.
Yeah, you had a great spot right on the corner in the main spot. That was great.
Yeah,
and a beautiful looking booth.
Thank you.
She must know somebody who sets the booth up.
Bart, great to hear from you, and you're gonna go get that knee fixed so you can go fishing up in Charlotte.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was spent the last few days up at the Central Valley Sports Show. You know, we're expanding our hunting section and everything. So they have a lot of that up there. So I had a really great time. Got to see a lot of friends, and it's been wonderful. And I'm going to get them fixed, but I got to get this thing rolling for the next year. Then I'm going to get my right one done, and then we'll see what happens.
All right.
I like
good
it.
Luck with it.
All right.
Appreciate your call
thank you.
This morning.
Thank you, Bart.
See you, Bart.
You have a great text.
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Valerie. Are you able to accommodate groups of three? The party would consist of myself, my wife, and sister-in-law. The girls are crazy about fishing and new experiences. I'm also looking forward to our new adventure in your beautiful area of British Columbia. I can't wait to book our trip. We're coming in 2025. Thanks from Drew, Deb, and Kathy. That's Team No Bananas.
The No Bananas team, yeah.
No Bananas team. Yes, we can accommodate three.
Yeah.
No problem. Just reach out to me via email or text me, and I'll give you all the details.
Yeah, because there's a lot of X factors, and you'll,
yes.
You know, they will have such a great time.
Oh, great time.
Yeah.
So you know, you know these people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no,
fun.
They're great. They come on a lot of trips with us, and they've been all over Alaska and Mexico with us, and Drew and Deb are truly great people. So
love it. I can't wait.
Them.
Yeah, really
yeah,
fun.
Awesome.
For sure.
Yeah,
thank
they were
going
to come this year. They really wanted to come this year, but our trips were full.
Yes.
So they booked for 2025.
Yes.
So if anything opens up, let them know. Yeah.
I don't think nothing's going to open this year.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty
for
solid.
For your trip.
Yeah. I have another great text here. Mark in L.A. says, Valerie, what is the food like at the lodge, and what kind of lunch do they pack when you go fishing? It's a good question. Everybody wants to eat.
I know. Well, I have an amazing lodge team, and Chef John is, cool. He's the best. He's
yeah.
Awesome.
Five star.
Well, interesting, while I was stuck in traffic, I'm like, I'm going to call Chef John, and we're going to have, we talk for 2 hours.
Cool.
Planning the food. So we are very mindful of anyone's dietary needs, for sure. Like, not a problem. And we want to bring on the BC West Coast flair into our menu. And so, you know, we will do halibut. We'll do fish. But for those that don't eat fish, Chef has many other things. He's very talented. Grew up in Scotland. Got his culinary degree in Scotland and then also the UK. And now, and he always wanted to live in Canada, so he lives in Vancouver. So he's very well versed in everything. And he hand makes, or home makes, however you'd like to say it. All the salad dressings are all made. Chef John, he does a lot of, he's very sensitive to health conscious, right? But still super delicious food. And I love how he does his veggies and pairs it with the food.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to cook fish just right.
That's
and
cool.
Steak and you name it, he can
does
cook
it.
So
you
we do crab night.
Oh, my God. Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, the food's pretty
yeah,
good.
Lunch, lunch is made fresh every day.
Yeah.
Lunch is made or every morning or custom made, whatever you like. And we're actually going to kick it up a notch this season with some special little treats in your lunch that yep. You're going to want to check out.
Oh, all right.
We're
cool.
So we're changing what you've had in the past. We can still do it, but we're changing some things up and adding some. Chef had some really good ideas. I'm like, oh,
cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah, no, but the lunches you take with you are amazing.
Well,
because it's
Nanaimo bars this year.
You get to custom
right.
Order your lunch, and we don't do like the wraps and the sandwiches. In the evenings, they're done like 4 o'clock in the morning,
right.
So they're fresh.
Before you leave,
fresh coffee, refreshments, everything, and we're gonna do some other things this year.
Yeah, and then when you come back from fishing, hot soup and appetizers.
Yeah.
Before dinner. Yeah.
If you don't gain 5 pounds, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So, I promise the food is amazing.
No, the food is it's gourmet. It's going like going to a 5-star restaurant every day. I will say this about the food. It's not only gourmet, but it's also healthy too, like you said,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the only lodge I go to that I can actually shoot pictures and send them back to my wife. And say,
you don't get too much trouble.
I don't get in trouble. Yeah, for sure.
Well, and olive oil, you know, it's all about. We use a lot of olive oil instead of canola oil, and he's I mean, everyone has different needs of different tastes for food.
How long has your chef been with you?
This will be season 5.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Would have been 6, but we didn't get to.
He's a wonderful
sure.
Guy. Yeah,
that's
for
great.
Sure. Somebody named Jamie's on the line. Do you know somebody named Jamie?
I do.
Yeah.
Hey,
good morning, Jamie.
That's fire sister.
Oh, I have to tell a story. Good morning, Jamie.
This is your daughter.
It's my daughter.
Hi, Mom.
Jamie. Hi. I'm so glad you called in.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Jamie has been part of the business since she was in, like, 8th grade, or 24 years ago, so do the math, however.
Everyone knows.
She, all those posts you see in social media, emails and newsletters you get from us, that's the person Jamie. Behind the scene. That is Jamie. And she worked at the lodge. She did sandwiches.
That's awesome.
She bartended sandwiches, whatever she had to do. And so did her brother, and so has her sister. And or her sister, little sister, still does. Comes up to the lodge. And I love it because Rob and Jamie are both April 8th babies. They have the same birthday. That's why they said fire sister.
That's cool.
Ah, happy yeah. birthday.
Yeah, April
coming
8th.
Up.
Yes, both of them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you are
how do you gather
about...
all your... Go ahead, Jamie.
Well, I was just going to say, I heard everyone talking about grandmothers, so I thought I'd call and say that we have another grandmother today
yeah,
on
be me.
The line. And
yeah.
yeah.
I have a new baby.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Congratulations. That's so
close
cool.
to
yeah.
Rick. Yeah,
yeah.
I think they're like 2 weeks apart.
Okay. That's awesome.
So yeah. you could be one of those grandmas on the boat.
I can.
Yeah. That's not so bad,
I'm in
right?
my 50s, okay.
Yeah, that's so bad.
That's why she didn't like me saying that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, exactly. Come on.
Yeah.
50s are good.
So it's a real, so Queen Shaw as far as a real family operation, yeah. even Jamie for the real family, but Rob and Nathan and Chef John, they're all part of your family, right?
Well, think about it. We're like 125 days, sometimes more, whatever, you know, from startup to shutdown and then the whole season. And I think we spend more time with each other than we do our family.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, this is what we do.
Totally.
Yeah, you have to get very close. Sometimes we have our moments, just like family here.
Sure, absolutely.
But you work, you're a team, and you work through it.
That's
awesome.
Cool. And Jamie, with your new baby, how much time you get to spend up at Queen Charlotte Safaris?
Man, I just get to virtually hang out this summer. But maybe I can go up next summer.
Next summer. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you miss it, definitely.
Hopefully, yes. With the little one.
Yeah, well, great to hear from you. Keep up the great work, the social media. Of course, you're big on what platforms?
Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn mostly, but we're very popular on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well,
you do a great job.
Yeah, really good job.
And the emails that
Thank
go out.
You.
Yeah, they're great.
All the email blasts and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Like the invite to here. She did
it's really
she
fun.
A nice little collage.
Yeah, that was really
did
fun.
You, guys,
yeah.
you
did a great job.
Collage?
Totally, I did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, keep up the great work and good luck with the new baby.
Yeah, get some sleep. I'm feeling your pain. I get it.
I'll try my best.
Every bit of it. Thanks very much, Jamie. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more questions for the team from Queen Charlotte Safaris. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bowen and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothes. Clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. Searchersportfishing.com, 619-226-2403.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, you're having a great time here this morning. Phones have been very busy again. If you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there today. It is time for the Catch Report. Today, sponsored in part by one of our absolute favorites, the best quality, easy in and out, and the lowest prices on gas. That's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all of the great things that you need for a day on the water. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and the friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always those low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start it off, as we always do, at our favorite up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very fun. It was super fun seeing you at the shows and hearing about all the great fishing. And, well, you guys did a great job in the booth there. Lots of different captains from Dana Wharf. It was really fun to get to see everybody.
Cool. Yeah, it was good to have a little presence up there. We had a good show. So, yeah, it was good to see you guys, too. So, mellow week up here for us. Just kind of wanted to check in and give you a quick rundown of what we got going up here. Our bass fishing was a little bit slower this week. Water temps dipped a little bit, a degree and a half or two, which is just kind of enough to slow things down. But the half-day action was still consisted of good sheephead fishing on the shrimp. The guys that are bringing the shrimp are definitely, seeing some nicer sheephead there. We were catching some of those on the slab sardines and the cutbait as well. Dropper loops, I'd say sliding sinkers, those fish probably the best for the guys. They also kind of went down a little bit in their line size. 15 to 12 pounds seemed to be getting some bites. Some guys fishing some 8-pound. Did pretty well, too, on the bass. It was just kind of a minor week of adjustments with that kind of stuff. So it was a little bit more of a challenge, but most of those bites did come off the bottom for that bass stuff for us, for the half-day guys. Three-quarter day, kind of still chipping away at the whitefish and the sculpin. You know, we're chomping at the bit for this rockfish opener to kind of can't come quick enough. So good opportunities still continue on that sculpin and that whitefish, you know, as we push through the next 2 weeks. So a little bass sample, too, on some of that inside stuff there through Pendleton. A couple of the guys went inside there after they got their fill of sculpin this week. Caught a few bass and some sheephead on some of those hard-bottom spots and whatnot inside that little zone. So that was good to see in there. And then finally, just to kind of wrap this up here, the Fury, he's getting things wrapped up on his major boatwork projects. Mark's been redoing the galley, getting some stuff fixed up inside there, which has been nice. He's got his April and his May schedule up online, so I know there's a lot of people. We have a lot of Fury interest at the show there. If you guys wanted to check out his schedule, again, it's all online. He's going to be fishing, I'd imagine. He'll be starting off at San Clemente Island. Will be the destination for those April trips. Hard to say what May will bring with some of that good fishing that's kind of going on down below. You know, that bluefin can make a move pretty quick, so we'll see what he's doing in May. But I'd imagine April's going to be rockfish and maybe look around for some yellow there at Clemente. So again, those are up. Brook those fast because, you know, those do fill pretty quick. So
quick.
Pretty mellow week for us. So we're back at it again as we crank towards April 1st. Seems good sign of that rockfish. So we've been descending quite a bit of stuff as a little bit of bycatch with that sculpin, but things are shaping up. So I imagine we're going to be busy. We got two boats running on the first, so if you want to fish with us three-quarter day, I'd say call the office and make that reservation. So our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through the Les Halkuka page or hit us directly at danawolf.com.
Yeah, and beautiful week of weather, I might add, this week. So
absolutely.
Get out there and go fishing.
We'd love to take you. Give
all
us
right.
Call.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate it very much, as always. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to come through, had another great text. This one is almost the opposite of Drew's question with the group of three, and this one comes from Ernie from Prosper, Texas. My question, do you take single reservations, Valerie? If so, are there single rooms at the lodge? And then my other question is, what type of clothing do you think will be best when I pack my trip? Can't wait to come see you guys.
I love it, Ernie. Yes, we do take singles, and I have about 4 dates. I do need a single angler, so I have one in June, and I have one in July, and I have one in August. Actually, I have 2 in June. So if you reach out to me, I'll announce everything at the end, how to reach out to me, and not a problem, and you can have your own room. In the past, you know, hate to bring up the pandemic, but, you know, single anglers would share a room, but I'm very mindful of, you know, what's happened to us, and people are a little more private about where they sleep. They're okay on the boat, but having their own room means a lot. So,
sure. Absolutely.
So that's why I have certain spots, and then you can have your own room.
That's
very cool. Yeah. Layered clothes, by the way.
Layered
clothes.
Well, and that's something, you know.
And you'll get a welcome packet telling you what to pack.
That's cool.
And that's the cool thing is, like you're talking about, you can bring everything you need in a carry-on
so
that you don't have to pay an additional fee for a bag when you go home with your fish. Because all you need is layered clothes.
Layered clothes.
That's all you need.
Because
you have,
you
have top of the line rain gear, you have top of the line boots, everything else you need for a day on the fish.
We even have bathrobes and blow dryers and all the little amenities
that's
in your room.
Good job.
That's the woman
surprise,
touch.
Surprise, right? Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
Ernie, just reach out to me. I'm going to announce how to reach out to me at the end, and I'll give you those dates for coming up as a single angler. And just a quick story on the single angler. I have a group of gentlemen coming in June that they go way back in the early 2000s that came all by themselves, and now they become buddies, and they come back together.
That's so cool.
I love that.
Yeah. The rooms are very comfortable.
Yeah.
And
beds
so,
are great.
Yeah, the beds are great, and it's easy. Everybody has their own bathroom, so sharing a room with a friend or even a new friend is not
a big deal.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
But I'm sensitive and mindful to someone that if they really need to have their room. So that's why
everybody can't have their own room, but there's certain search situations that you can accommodate.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey,
let's
continue on with our catch report. We got the man, the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, folks?
Anxious to hear from you. Was there a little surf fishing to be had this week?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing that just turning around, you know, the weather's been persistent, of course, wind swell, probably not the best tides this week, but we're seeing a real good sign of life, and I think, you know, with this next week, we got good weather, good tides, the first week of spring, so I anticipate things are going to take off pretty quick. That good barred perch bite rebounded on several beaches, Santa Barbara, South Bay beaches, Bolsa Chica, Oceanside, lots of fish over the 10-inch mark. Also improved halibut catches, lots of smaller fish, but this could be, you know, the sign that those males are moving in and we're going to see those bigger hens right behind. Hook, line, sinker reported some good barred perch action off several beaches. Anglers found perch to 12 inches. Halama, gaviota, galita, carpinteria, typical spots. Bloodworms, lugworms, mussel, the natural baits, fishing a little better. Halibut anglers also reported lots of 18 to 22 inch fish, taking small swim baits, flukes, just fishing. Also reported on the South Bay beaches, some good sign there. Perch action was solid off El Segundo, Hermosa,
several legal halibut, I think a 25-inch fish topped the catch there, and then a handful of striped bass to 8 pounds, and those fish were taken on swim baits and some bait concentrations off Dockweiler. Big Fish reported that solid perch action off Sunset, Surfside, Bolsa Chica rebounded this week with better conditions. Fish to 13 inches, which is better quality than you usually see on those beaches, so that's something to look at there. And then lastly, Pacific Coast reported some good halibut action, and this is something to keep an eye on, in and around the mouths of the lagoons. Not big fish, but 25 to 30 inch fish. The live smelt bite was real good. Swim baits, jerk baits working more and more. Still some quality perch there from the Oceanside Pier to Oceanside Harbor, the South Jetty there. 2 pound, 11 ounce ended up winning their perch derby, which is a nice fish. They also had some yellowfin croaker biting around in and around the lagoons there, and then some small corbina. So, you know, considering the conditions and the weather last week, that's pretty good catch. And I imagine when the weather warms up this next week, good tides, spring is, I think the first day of spring's midweek or something, we're going to get going real fast here.
Yeah.
Stay oil.
All right. Hey, Gundy Gunnarsson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks a lot for a great report, as always, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, springtime.
Sounds good. Have a good week, gentlemen. Yeah. Sharpen those hooks.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Gundy.
Well, phones have been packed. Very patient callers. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Yeah, let's do that. How about we talk to Mary Ann calling us from Ucaipa this morning. Hey, Mary Ann, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Valerie.
Is this the Mary Ann who I think is Mary Ann?
I think it's Mary Ann.
Yes.
We were just talking about the ladies and Mary Ann. See, Rob?
Mary Ann brings all the good snacks.
She does bring the good snacks.
I got to tell you, we went up right after COVID, and Valerie asked us, you know, if you want to come up, we have this father and son, and it's the last trip. And we waited for over a year to go up there because of COVID. And we had Nathan, and we were the only ones up there with Mike and Zach. And Valerie made sure we were with good friends and all that we've made. And it rained, and Nathan was out there with a little tiller on the back. He didn't have his new boat, and it rained, and it was wonderful. I was so scared to go, and this is our fourth time going up there now. And due to Valerie, like you said, and the food is 5-star. If anybody ever wants to go on a luxury vacation, go up to Queen Charlotte, because I got to tell you, it was so wonderful. I didn't like salmon. I love salmon now. And John is wonderful. And we have made family. We keep in touch with everybody that goes up there. It's just, and Valerie makes sure that you're with the right people and the food. And when you get back, you get a hot soup and homemade bread and homemade cookies. It's just, and you don't have to bring anything. Bring, like she said, layer. I did that, and you can always take off stuff, and everything's provided. You don't have to bring fishing poles. You don't have to bring boots or anything. And Tim says hello, and just
hello,
anybody
Tim.
Who wants
to. Hi, Val.
Hi.
Anyways, well,
Yeah.
And here's about kind of what Bart Hall was just talking about. So I met Marianne and Tim actually at the Pacific Coast show.
Uh-huh.
And yes, we had to wait for the pandemic thing because we didn't get to open in 2020. And they patiently waited and came up in 2021. We got to open the end of July, and we went until mid-September. And I paired them up with his father's son. They're up in Cambria. And he'd been up before with his wife. And she has a pottery shop up there, by the way. Just a side note, but amazing people. So the whole story is, so they connected. And so they fished with Mike and his grandsons and his son, and they just, anyway, it's really cool. And this year they're coming back, and Patty has never met Marianne and Tim. And so they're all fishing together.
But this is what Rob, this is what Valerie does, right? She's like the matchmaker extraordinaire, huh?
She is. She could have a TV show of matchmaking people for fishing on boats. That would be okay.
But that's one of the parts that makes it so wonderful is that you team up people that with like minds and like experiences, and it makes for a great day, right?
And I'm super excited because they fished, you know, with Mike and Zach.
Right.
Never Patty. And Patty's like, I'd like to come up. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to put you with Marianne.
Yeah, know people. Yeah. So you get that's the thing. You get to know people.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, guys.
So cool.
Yeah, Rob?
Hey, I wanted to get into something about the salmon runs this year with you guys. You guys wanted to hear about that.
Yeah, well, right after the break here, we'll get into that.
That's
on the list.
That sounds like a good way.
I reminded him.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way to start the second hour. Well, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Want to remind you, spring's just around the corner, so it's time to get that gear ready for summer. Check out surffishtackle.com for all the newest in surf fishing gear and the fishtosurf.com to help make you a better angler when fishing from the beach. We got a whole nother hour, including finding out what's coming up with that upcoming salmon season. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. The ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamaran sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in the shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.